Today, I want to talk about some physical symptoms you might be experiencing since you discovered the betrayal and the affair. And I want to talk about why those might be happening. If you've suddenly experienced digestive issues, chronic headaches, unexplained pain, there might be a connection that perhaps your doctors hasn't considered. Now, I'm not suggesting you ignore medical advice or skip seeing healthcare professionals. What I'm saying is that there's often a missing piece in understanding why your physical health might have taken a sudden turn after infidelity or deep betrayal. Because when we experience betrayal trauma, our nervous system gets stuck in a chronic stress response. And it's not just feeling stressed. It's your body's alarm system that something is off. The safety you once assumed has been fundamentally disrupted. And your brain cannot tell the difference between physical and emotional. It treats them as equally life-threatening. So when the person that you were supposed to be safe with, they were supposed to be your safety, now is perceived as a threat, it's like finding out there's a murderer in the house. Your brain processes it at that extreme of a level. This can have very real physical implications. So some of the things that I've seen or heard of, I haven't seen every single one of these with my clients, but sudden onset of IBS, ulcers, nausea, headaches, body aches, joint pain, stiffness, rashes, sensitive skin in general, hair loss, getting sick more frequently, slower healing from minor injuries. Sleep is a big one too, disrupted sleep patterns, and even thyroid issues or changes in menstrual cycles. And the connection isn't that mysterious. Chronic stress keeps your cortisol levels elevated, and that causes your immune functions to be suppressed. That increases inflammation and disrupts normal digestive processes. And so the whole automatic nervous system gets dysregulated. This is where I believe that hypnosis can have a profound impact on people experiencing these types of things when it's clearly tied to a betrayal. If these symptoms emerged around the same time, then getting to the unconscious root, which it is your unconscious mind that regulates your nervous system. It's your unconscious mind that regulates your digestive system. Healing at that level might be required to address some of these things. Again, I'm not saying to treat it as an either-or situation. Continue working with medical professionals. Be open with them about the timing of when these things started, and just consider both approaches. Healing things consciously, the Western approach, is good. And healing things unconsciously, you could call it a more Eastern approach. I consider it more of the unconscious approach. Addressing what is happening beneath the surface is also really good. I wanted to make this video just to validate that these things aren't just random. They're often all tied together. And if you can't or don't want to do hypnosis, other things that help with regulating your nervous system involve things like breath work, gentle movement, meditation, yoga. Any form of hypnosis or coaching that addresses trauma will be helpful. Stress reduction in general will be good. Taking steps to make your life less stressful or adding in things that bring peace to at least lower the stress when it does inevitably happen. One thing I like to remind people is that your body isn't trying to make this harder. It can feel that way. Like, why, on top of all the emotional stuff that I have to work through, on top of all the practical stuff, the divorce paperwork that I have to work through, why is now my body turning against me too? That isn't what's happening. It is trying to communicate to you that something has gone wrong and is trying to keep you alive. So it's doing the best that it can, and being kind to your body is the best thing you can do to just ensure that you're able to get through this okay. One of the best ways that this can be resolved is to trust what your body is saying. If your body is saying, I'm still not okay, at the unconscious level, things are still dysregulated, then try one of these approaches. I recommend hypnosis, but any of these approaches to regulating your nervous system.